Expert witness: Democrats open the border because they can't win elections with only American votes. By John Binder on March 11, 2025. An expert witness before a House Homeland Security Subcommittee says in the last 4 years, Democrats opened the border to import millions of new voters because they can't win with only American votes. South of the border in Mexico, we discovered flyers encouraging illegals to vote for Biden when they entered the country. Mike Howell of the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project told the subcommittee on Tuesday. Separate, the White House themselves when they tried the federal takeover of elections via executive order. They invited a lot of these nonprofits and partner organizations. They basically advised we don't need to do anything to warn illegals not to vote whatsoever. Emphasis added. They kept the system wide open because they were relying on those very votes. That's why they opened the border in the first place. They can't win with only American votes. They needed to import a new population dependent on government to fundamentally change the United States. That's what this is all about. Emphasis added. Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, made a similar remark during a press conference promoting his Remain in Mexico Act, which seeks to codify the policy ending catch and release into federal immigration law. Gill said. For 4 years, Democrats in the House and President Biden inundated relentlessly our communities with over 15 million illegal aliens. They did it as part of a cynical ploy to structurally rig our elections by importing a new electorate. Millions of people that they believed would be future Democrat voters in perpetuity. Last week, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, informed non-governmental organizations, NGOs, that were working to fast-track green card holders into naturalized American citizenship that their millions in funding was paused. From fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2024, the Biden administration awarded naturalized American citizenship to almost 3.5 million legal immigrants, the most ever by any single presidential term. Most consequential, perhaps, Howell told the subcommittee that Congress ought to step in to prevent the federal government from contracting with NGOs that help facilitate illegal immigration to the U.S. According to Howell, the Biden administration could not have carried out their border policies that invited millions from around the world to the U.S. without a colossal partnership between the government and NGOs. The federal government provided billions of dollars to NGOs to do the dirty work the federal government could not, Howell said in written testimony. Simply put, under the Biden administration's open border policies, the government could only do so much to facilitate mass illegal migration, welcome the illegal aliens to the United States, and move them around the country. It needed help and NGOs jumped at the opportunity to fill the void. Emphasis added. The Biden administration repaid them by driving an estimated $6 billion to a conglomerate of 15 UN agencies and 230 NGOs. As recently calculated by the Center for Immigration Studies, to do this work for them. In doing so, the Biden administration turned the Border Patrol into nothing more than a welcome center, a daycare, and glorified Uber drivers that ferried illegal aliens to NGOs. In turn, the NGOs facilitated mass migration of illegal aliens throughout the interior of the United States. Emphasis added. Howell told Congress that they should pass a provision included in H.R. 2. The leading border security bill among Republicans, which prohibits the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from paying NGOs to facilitate or encourage illegal immigration. Moving forward, prohibiting the funding of the invasion itself through NGOs should be a common sense staple, Howell said. To that end, DHS's freezing of such money only makes sense. As part of one of his first actions, President Donald Trump froze funds to NGOs like Catholic Charities and Lutheran Family Services for their involvement in resettling migrants in American communities. Some of the NGOs are now suing the Trump administration over the funding freeze. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.